Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, providing digital solutions for corporate pensions administration with a personal touch. Talk to your financial broker about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, a group of 13 humanitarian and human rights organisations have today called for international action to protect civilians in Rafah. Israeli bombardment has killed an estimated 31 people in the last week, and the 1.3 million civilians sheltering in Rafah are now fearful of a threatened Israeli ground invasion. For more on this, we're joined from Jerusalem by Budur Hassan, who's Amnesty's Gaza researcher, and you're welcome, Budur, to the programme. Are you fearful that this planned and mooted Israeli ground invasion of Rafah could still happen despite the obvious international opposition to it, even from key supporters of Israel, such as the United States?
Thank you for having me. In fact, the operation, in a sense, has started. We have seen a marked escalation in the bombardment of Rafah. We have seen Israeli incursions into near the Al-Mawasi refugee camp just outside Rafah. So it started not as everyone was fearing, but we're definitely talking about an increased military operations in Rafah. But if the Israeli authorities and forces go ahead with an all-out ground invasion, yes, there is significant fear, because despite the statement by allies of Israel threatening Israel not to act and not to do the ground invasion, the problem is Israel has yet to be held accountable by any of its allies. So there is a clear contradiction between these statements on the other hand and the continued support that the United States in particular is providing to Israel in the shape of more arms to kill Palestinians, to commit war crimes, which is of course complicity in war crimes, despite knowing the starvation, the famine that is already sitting in Gaza, and despite knowing also that Gaza and Palestinians, Gaza, as acknowledged by the International Criminal Court of Justice, is facing a real risk of genocide.
I know that Israel has been told by its international supporters, well, first of all, not to invade Rafah, but also not to invade Rafah unless there has been a clear evacuation, safe evacuation plan put in place for civilians. Has there been any sign of Israel even attempting to do that? Although I know most aid or indeed all aid organisations say that there is no safe evacuation plan possible.
If there is one mantra that we have kept repeating in this war, and it is precisely because what we have been seeing on the ground, is that there is absolutely nowhere safe in Gaza. People go, people leave from one place. I just can give you one example of one family that fled Gaza City after Israeli authorities forced and ordered families to leave Gaza, even hinting that those who stay risk being accomplice with Hamas despite this blatantly violating international law. Their home in Gaza was bombed. The home they fled to in Deir al-Balah in the central area was bombed. The nearby home they fled to in Khan Yunis was bombed. They kept fleeing to places that were designated clearly by Israel as safe zones. And despite this, they kept repeatedly being bombed. So in Gaza, first of all, there is absolutely nowhere safe to go. Not even the so-called islands that they are planning. And not to mention that we're talking about more than 1.3 million Palestinians in Rafah. These people are already squeezed in narrow, overcrowded places. They live in conditions that are not dignified, in conditions that are extremely humiliating, extremely difficult. They have had to endure this long winter, and now they have to endure more. Oh, and to ask them to keep ordering these people to be displaced over and over and over again, till where? And the question is, where to?
Where can they go?
And reminder that if there is a plan to displace these people outside Gaza to Egypt, this would constitute forcible transfer.
I understand. Well, thank you for joining us to talk us through the situation there. That is Budur Hassan, who is Amnesty's Gaza researcher.